Hey everybody, welcome to a very special edition of Forge the Narrative. I am joined tonight by marketing coordinator and writer Simon Berman from Privateer Press.
Hey Paul, how's it going?
Hey man, thanks for taking some time to talk to me. I'm really excited about you guys' Kickstarter, and it looks like a lot of other people are as well.
Yeah, it's been a pretty overwhelming 30 hours or so, the last day or so.
Is someone up just watching the count 24 hours?
I think most of the staff are sneaking a peek on it, but since I'm one of the guys who's really kind of leading the push on this, I've got it up in the corner of my window at all times.
That is pretty cool. Just in the course of us talking a little bit before this interview started, you guys have already attracted almost another $3,000.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. We're just a little over $17,000 from our goal of $550,000, which we are just blown away.
Oh, this thing is definitely, you're obviously going to hit your goal, but I think people are probably chomping at the bit to see some stretch goals.
Oh, yeah. And we've already revealed the first few. The first stretch goal we're going to have is going to add two more factions to the core game, and then we're going to start revealing some mystery mercenary character solos who will be available for multiplayer.
Before we get too far ahead, this is for a video game.
Correct. War Machine Tactics. We've kind of been working with a company called White Moon Dreams for several years now to develop a video game. And there's a great blog post. If you go to our Kickstarter campaign for War Machine Tactics, you can read a much more in-depth thing. So I won't bore you too much with the details. But the short version is that we'd had some trouble finding publishers over the years. We had the game in a fairly advanced state of development. And eventually we sort of realized that, you know, it would actually be a lot better for us to cut out the middleman, so to speak, and take it to a crowdfunding platform and see if our audience just wants to see the game. And that way we in White Moon Dreams keep total creative control over the game. We make sure we're, you know, producing the War Machine video game that we want, that the audience wants, and that we're not going to be compromised by outside investors or creatives. So that's kind of how we ended up on Kickstarter.
Well, I mean, it's definitely a good platform for companies that are just like you guys, you know, not the giants, but yet savvy enough to pull off a super good product.
Yeah, thank you. I think it's going to be a pretty cool game. I'm super stoked about it. You know, I love tactics games like XCOM, and it's got a lot of that DNA in it. So hopefully people are going to dig it, and they seem to be pretty excited by it so far.
Well, that's good to know. And I'm looking at some of the screenshots and whatnot. They look good. Is this what people can expect to see while they're playing the game?
Yeah, it's going to be based on the Unreal Engine. If you watch the video on our Kickstarter page, all of the stuff drawn from where you see characters fighting and stuff is either direct in-game stuff or cinematics drawn from gameplay. Shouldn't be cleaned up, and that's basically what you're going to see when the game comes out. Hopefully, maybe even a little cleaner as we get closer to launching the game next year.
Oh, that'd be good. So, when this ends in 29 days, how long are people going to have to wait, do you think, before they can start actually playing the game?
So we estimate we're going to ship the game in August of 2014, so just a little over a year. We're in a pretty advanced state of development on it as it is. You know, we're seeing new screenshots the White Moon Dreams guys are sending us every day. You know, I think when we committed to doing this Kickstarter thing a couple months ago, you know, the game was still in a much rawer form, and it blows me away to see the difference between now and then. Like, it's awesome.
Oh, really? It's come that far in that short amount of time?
Yeah, they're really, really knocking it out of the park down there in LA.
Nice. Have you got a chance to really get in there and play with it yet?
I haven't actually played it yet. I've just seen a bunch of video and screenshots and stuff like that. So, but I know our founder and chief creative officer is down there at their offices, and he's kind of bridging the gap and making sure that the game is true to War Machine. It looks like War Machine, and it feels like War Machine, which is not really as difficult as it might sound, because a lot of the White Moon Dreams guys themselves are players. So
That helps.
Yeah, it's been kind of a love affair making this game happen.
But what you're saying, and I can tell it in your voice, is that all the spirit of the game and what makes the game itself fun is going to be in this video game also.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think you play the game, and it's a little smaller scale than a big army game of War Machine, where you have whole units and you're fighting over a huge battlefield. It's tactics, so it's a squad-based game where you have a warcaster and his or her battle group, supplemented by a couple of warriors, like, who kind of like take the place of solos in War Machine. They might be soldiers or solos or characters, things like that. And they're gonna, that small group of skirmishers is gonna fight for you in the squad-based game.
Solos, for people that might be unaware, are like just B to the A, like units of the faction that they're from. Is that right?
Yes, usually. And by the name solo, they're obviously single guys or girls.
Right, but they're like powerful, fun to use.
Yeah, kind of thing. They're pretty badass.
That's what that's what B to the A. That was code. B to the A.
Oh, gotcha.
No, it's all right. We can get by with a few asses. No, that's the whole basis of my other show.
Right on.
I'm just kidding. So, is this storyline based to where there's a campaign mode that you play through? Do you have to, if there is the campaign mode, do you have to play through the campaign mode to unlock the multiplayer, or can you just jump right into multiplayer? Tell me a little bit about how this is all supposed to go.
Sure. As I understand it, you can just jump right into the multiplayer if you want. We've got a really robust multiplayer game in the works. I'll talk about it a little bit more in a second, but there is a single player campaign, and it's currently starring our new character, Lieutenant Allison Jakes, who is a Signarin journeyman warcaster. She's an all-new character to the War Machine universe. This partnership with White Moon Dreams we have has kind of allowed us a number of firsts. One of them is to create a character in tandem between Privateer's own internal development and artists and White Moon Dreams, and Allison Jakes is the first product of that. And the campaign in Tactics is her story. We're going to introduce you to her as a fresh-faced young warrior for Signar, and over the course of the campaign, as she kind of goes through the Crucible, she'll become a full-fledged warcaster.
All right, and to pause here for a second on this character, you can purchase the add-on miniature of this character, and it's a really sharp-looking figure.
Thank you.
Me and the other guys, we did a whole show on like women in wargaming and why there probably aren't more female miniatures, and we basically boiled it down to that most female miniatures come out with a man face, and this one does not. It actually looks very much like the art behind the character.
Allison's pretty cool. Jakes is what we all call her, really. You know, we have a number of strong female characters who, you know, fight every day in the Iron Kingdoms and in War Machine, and definitely hold their own against everybody else. So it wasn't even a question. We just had this cool idea for her as a sort of piece of art and a concept, and she developed into the character, and it made a lot of sense for us to use her as the star of Tactics.
Yeah, it looks like you nailed it. On that level.
She's sort of related to another big first for us with this, because we're doing this, we're working so closely with White Moon Dreams, we're creating these models as sort of crossovers between the digital and the physical. So, you know, Allison Jakes, is available as a reward or an add-on through the Kickstarter campaign, and that model is going to be shipped to you hopefully next April, a few months before the general release. And her and new novice warcasters for all the factions, which is another first for a lot of people, because all of these characters have the journeyman rule, which kind of makes them minor warcasters, for those who may not be familiar with the game.
Can you take a journeyman warcaster and a warcaster, or
yes.
Are you still limited? Okay.
Yeah, in fact, you can't take the journeyman on her own.
Okay.
But so we've worked with these characters, and we're offering them through the Kickstarter for the first time as exclusive sculpts. They'll be available to the general release because we never want to have models that are whose rules are only available to a small portion of our much bigger audience. So you know, if you do miss the Kickstarter, you won't be able to get the cool sculpt we're showing now. There'll be an alternative sculpt that comes out later after her Kickstarter release.
I know that some of these other models are just 3D prototypes, but this Andrei Malakhov actually looks better, I think, as the figure than it does the art for the character himself.
He's pretty cool. I like the pose with the sword there. Yeah.
It's definitely pretty cool.
Yeah, he's a fun character. And of course, these guys will all be coming out in War Machine Vengeance next year, which is one of our anthology books for the war game.
And I apologize. I think I actually took you off track. We were talking about the campaign and multiplayer aspects.
Yeah. So we obviously have that single-player campaign we're talking about starring Jakes. You'll see some other beloved characters from War Machine in that campaign, both the Signar and Kador sides, with maybe a guest appearance from Krix. In fact, actually, I'll mention that if we do fund our Kickstarter today, we are going to show off a couple of creatures from Hordes in that single-player campaign as a sneak peek of Hordes Tactics down the road.
And you're referring to today's 7/11, just in case, because when people listen to this, we're going to be probably a couple days past this, at least.
Sure. Yeah, as I speak, we're just a little... we're coming in on our $550,000 goal, and it's getting really close, so it's pretty exciting here. But besides the single-player campaign, there is the multiplayer, and we have a really strong multiplayer plan for the game. You know, you'll be able to play your friends online, be able to meet people through our network to play the game against. And we also got an asynchronous mode, sort of a play-by-mail version, so, you know, you can take your turn, and then if your friend is, you know, at school or at work, and can't get into it until later, that game will be sort of on hold for you. So that's a pretty cool option where we think it's kind of innate. But multiplayer is definitely going to be a big part of it. And right now, at the core game we're looking to fund is going to have Signar and Kador's playable factions. If we hit our first stretch goal at $650,000, we are going to add Crix and Protectorate as playable factions to the core game at no further cost. If we don't make the stretch goal, they'll come out just a little bit later, but I'm feeling pretty good about hitting that stretch goal right now.
I think you should probably go ahead and get some other stretch goals warmed up.
Well, we've got plenty in the works. We got mercenaries coming, other guys, you know, if we know people are looking forward to Retribution. So they're on the table too, and I just keep waiting and seeing.
On the level of stretch goals, another recently funded Kickstarter, the Robotech Miniatures game, I don't know if you were familiar with that.
Sure.
They gave a lot of rewards out based on the number of people that pledged, not just the dollar amount.
Sure. I don't want to talk too much about our stretch goals because we got a lot of surprises coming. If you keep watching the campaign, you'll see them soon enough.
Sounds good, man. Yeah, I'm definitely going to be following this and seeing how things go. One of the things that I noticed when I was looking at this just a few minutes ago is that the top end of some of these rewards don't always fill out, but you've got three people already swinging $5,000 at this.
Yeah, in the first 12 hours or so, I think we filled those slots, and there's two left of the $5,000 champion prime level, and then we've got our immortal level, which I think is pretty cool, where we have pieces of Orgoth statuary that are going to be in the game, and White Moon Dreams will work with you to put your face as a sort of evil Orgoth thing, and a message that you want to share with the game will even be whispered evilly through the statue when within limits. We're gonna work with you on
it. But, Dream more Ovaltine. Can I get that?
Sure. I mean, I think the trademark might be open, but it's free.
I don't know. I don't know how long it's been since.
Yeah. You
know. but this is really cool to see. I mean, you've got right now 5,010. The numbers has gone up since we even started this. Since we mentioned what the dollar amount was a few minutes ago. I mean, that's a lot of people within the first 32 hours or so.
Yeah, we're just overwhelmed. I mean, we went into this very confident. We knew we were gonna fund, or we hoped we did anyway. But we've just been blown away by the enthusiasm and the excitement that people have, and you know, we're just starting to kind of branch out and get into the video games community, not just the core War Machine players. Excuse me. We're amazed and humbled. And if you're listening to this and you back War Machine Tactics, thank you from everybody here at Privateer Press.
Oh, well, I'm sure they appreciate it. I see this is, you've got this list as the platforms for PC and Mac. Mm-hmm. Is any plans to bump it out to mobile devices, or iPad at least, or?
We would obviously love to get this thing on every platform that we can.
Xbox.
We've got stuff in the works that we're hoping is going to allow that. But right now, as far as the stretch goals go, or as far as the current goals go, we're focused on PC and Mac. But we've definitely got things in the works that would hopefully expand the platforms that the game is available on.
Is that within the capacity of your developer?
Yes. They definitely developed the game with that plan in mind.
Okay. I mean, that's definitely exciting. I mean, anything that breaks it out to just more people that can possibly play. I mean, I think there's definitely a... I'd say a draw for some of these miniature games to make it there in a very consumable way.
Absolutely. You know, I think War Machine just as a setting in a world is super appealing, no matter what kind of gamer you are. You know, I think Warjacks and Warcasters are just cool.
Oh, the concept is very cool. It's a very neat. And you mentioned, I think, possibly including some hordes. Maybe in the initial release, if we get to a certain level?
If we fund today, in the next 5 hours and 22 minutes, which is looking pretty good, we are going to sneak a couple of Hordes creatures into the single-player campaign as a bit of a teaser of things to come. But, you know, in the long term, we absolutely want to have Hordes Tactics as part of this experience. It's just a question of when, but, you know, the more successful this Kickstarter is, the sooner that's going to happen.
Just for the vision, do you see this evolving alongside the tabletop game?
Absolutely.
At the same time, and do you see them kind of going back and forth between each other, influencing each other on a somewhat consistent basis?
I think War Machine, the tabletop game, is going to be the driving motive for War Machine as an experience. but there are plenty of places that Tactics is going to inform that, and the two of them are going to play back and forth. I mean, this our initial outing is an indication of that, where, you know, we're introducing Journeyman Lieutenant Jakes to our audience for the first time through the video game, and they're going to have that experience, you know, through these videos that we're showing, and next year when the game comes out. So, you know, it's pretty exciting for us to really push the envelope of, you know, where these two games begin and end.
Gotcha. We talked about this a little bit earlier, but something that I found looked remarkable, and I was wanting to ask you if it was unique or not. It's this Commander Dylan Sturgis.
Oh, right.
And Sturgis the Corrupted. What's going on with that?
Yeah, he's a couple of new firsts for us, too. Commander Sturgis is a character in the single-player campaign in Tactics, and his story is part of Jake's story. One of the things you'll notice is that, as you said, he's available with Sturgis and Sturgis the Corrupted, and those models are available as rewards or add-ons through the campaign. Sturgis starts out as a Signarn Warcaster, and over the course of his story, some unfortunate things happen to him, and he returns as Sturgis the Corrupted, an epic Crixian Warcaster. So this is the first time we've ever actually introduced a Warcaster and their epic incarnation at the same time, and it's also the first time we've ever had a caster change factions. He's pretty cool for us. We're pretty excited to tell more stories with him.
Definitely sounds neat. Does that open up for possibility of things like that happening for other things, or do you want this to be unique? Is this going to be something to where the game is going?
You know, I think it's going to be something that we do when it makes sense. We're not going to have cross-faction Warcasters for the sake of doing it, but, you know, when we see a good reason for the story to do that, and it's true to the integrity of the story and the setting, yeah, I think this has definitely opened some doors for us, yeah.
Is that it? Now, forgive me, I have not followed a lot of the War Machine background, but is that integrity important to you guys? I assume that it is, but, like, does it translate into the gameplay as well as you'd like it to?
I think so. You know, the factions have feels to them. That, you know, Kador doesn't have light warjacks, for example. Signar doesn't have a medium heavy-based infantry. So, you know, there are definitely things that, you know, are unique and characterize each of the factions in the game of War Machine itself. And certainly in the aesthetics and the stories, right? There are very few stories that are going to work as well for us in Signar as they would at Kador, because we've really tried to develop and define the world and give it a really deep background over the last, God, I guess it's 12 years of Privateer Press now, 10 years of War Machine this year. So, you know, I think fidelity and integrity to our setting is super important to us. We take it really seriously. You know, and I work here in a creative capacity at times, and the care and attention and review process that we go through before we put any kind of fiction or background material out is really pretty intense.
What I do like is all the miniatures for every faction do, like, there's no mistaking where they belong, and I think that's, like, pretty cool.
Yeah, you know, I think our factions all have their own distinct visual identities. You know, sometime maybe we'll get our creative director, Ed Burrell, on here. He could talk about that in much greater detail than I can.
Oh, that'd be great. That's my wheelhouse as well. I spend a lot of, I don't know, I'm a huge Tolkien fan, so every single detail matters to me. Sure. Every comma, every, whatever. Yeah. You get what I'm saying. Sure. The Retribution are a new faction, right?
New, sort of. They've been out for 4 years now?
Oh, four? Is it that long?
No, yeah. Well, it's coming up on 4 years, certainly at Gen Con. So they're newer, but, you know, the newest faction is the Convergence of Cirrus.
Convergence. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's what I was.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What I was thinking about. The Convergence only came out officially into stores yesterday, actually. So that's another thing that's super exciting at Privateer right now.
Yeah, definitely. Is that going to make its way into the video game as well?
So the deal with them is we really want to have them in the game, and we will eventually. But because the Convergence has some unique game mechanics, like the way induction and focus and the vectors work for them, it's going to require a little more finesse on the part of the game, or the video game, I should say. So they're on the list, but they're a little further down the list. But, you know, if you're a big Convergence player and you want to see them in War Machine Tactics, they're coming. Just might be a little while.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's cool. At least there's, you know, I think people are going to appreciate knowing that it really is the intent to get everything that you love about it into this.
Over time, you know, I think our hope is that if it's in War Machine or Hordes, it will be an option in War Machine or Hordes Tactics eventually.
Pretty cool. You had mentioned in the multiplayer that there's going to be a leaderboard, mm-hmm. and things of that nature. What are there things like rewards in the game that people can earn participating with the leaderboard? What's the incentive to grind it out and be the best of the best? other than just that?
To be perfectly honest, I'm not super well equipped to answer that question. I wish the guys at White Moon Dreams were here because they could give you a much more definitive answer. I have an idea of what that's all about, but I don't want to speak without being absolutely sure of what we have in mind on
that's,
that.
That's fair enough.
I could probably come back and talk to you a little bit more about that in a week or two.
But you think there might be something?
I hope so.
Okay. Well, I mean, not that, you know, a cool badge or a title or whatever isn't awesome enough, but I was just curious as to if there was anything thought out to that. I like to compete, and trying to have something to shoot for is definitely incentive to get in there and slug it out.
I'm pretty sure we've got some stuff in the works. I mean, War Machine is a tabletop game, lends itself really well to competitive play. You know, we've got huge tournaments like our new Iron Gauntlet qualifiers for Iron Gauntlet at Lock and Load 2014 next year. And, you know, we want to recognize our best players through those things. And I can't imagine we're not going to want to encourage that kind of stuff in tactics as well.
Okay. I do like the coins or the medallions that get given out for sponsored tournaments from Privateer Press and War Machine. I think those are, I've known some players to use that as intimidation factor when they dump out their dice bag.
Yeah. So, well, in fact, you know, the novice warcasters that you can get through as rewards through War Machine Tactics Kickstarter actually are all accompanied by unique limited edition coins. So if you dig the coins, you get one of those too.
Neat. I assume there's going to be a beta for this.
Yes. In fact, some backers will have access to the beta.
What backer level do you need to participate to get your hands on this as soon as possible?
I believe that beta access starts at the hardcore reward level, which is $85. And that will guarantee you a spot in our beta when that comes out probably sometime in 2014.
Yeah, it looks like an access to the beta test of War Machine. It's War Machine Tactics.
Yep, and you get a ton of other stuff with that, of course, too. You get one of the figures of your choice. You get the gold card and the collector's coin. You get the game. You get digital game manual, forums badge, digital strategy guide, the alternate company skins, digital Extreme Warjacks, digital art book. You get digital Commander Sturgis as a playable character for your multiplayer MP3 game soundtrack. And you get solid gold Warjack skins too. So you get a ton of stuff there.
Those gold Warjack skins look pretty tight.
They're pretty slick, right?
Yeah.
They're pretty bling.
And it looks like most of these rewards are cumulative. So it definitely, I mean, there is some incentive to try to get the one you can easily afford the best. You know, I guess is best of all. I don't want to put pressure on anyone to get something that they, you know, they may not want. But it seems like every reward level is pretty worth it for whatever that threshold is.
Yeah, you know, we really tried to come up with rewards that we thought were personally cool as gamers. And I think, you know, no matter what level you back at, you're going to get something cool, even if it's just the game at $20. You know, I don't want to make anybody feel pressured to, like, you know, they got to go in higher and stuff. But, you know, any dollar you give us, we hugely appreciate. Like, I can't stress how humbled we are by the reaction we've had and how much support we've received in just over 24 hours now.
But yeah, it's even again talking. We're looks like we're about $16,000 away. I say we, you are about $16,000 away from the goal.
Yeah, it just went up $500 while I was looking at the screen just now. So it's pretty wild.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a lot of forum support. Are you guys kind of pounding that pavement also, or is this all organic?
It's our community, I think, really responding to us. You know, obviously we do our marketing where we're going to. It would be disingenuous to say we don't market, but it's pretty grassroots, right? Like, you know, most of our time since we launched the Kickstarter has been spent replying to people's questions, clarifying things, compiling an FAQ, you know, all this kind of background stuff that goes on to a Kickstarter that is tremendously time intensive. I mean, we've received almost 800 comments on the tactics page alone. And then probably almost as many private messages to us through that, and then a huge volume of email and forums people. But, you know, everybody seems really excited, and we're just as excited as you are.
Well, I think the transparency is going to be huge through this whole way, and can do nothing but help drive up some of the funds for stretch goals and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I think so too. I mean, one of the things kind of exciting to me is, you know, I love Kickstarter as a platform. I think it's really, really cool to kind of unshackle creative projects from investment and outside influence. And, you know, we've seen our audiences, a huge number of people are coming and saying, this is the first Kickstarter I've ever backed. And I can't imagine that those guys aren't going to go and look at other projects, and it's going to hopefully, you know, spread out from there. And, you know, hopefully that rising tide raises all boats.
I am a huge fan of crowdsource funding and letting the people decide what they want. I really am. And I think it's really nice to see that the Privateer Press Interactive, project header here has backed 13 projects.
Yeah. I think that's mostly Matt, our COO, our chief creative officer, and founder. And, he's all of us here. I think I've probably backed about 26 projects myself over the last year and a half.
I'm a supporter of a lot of Kickstarter projects. I feel like this is my activism or whatever, but I try to be responsible about who I pledge to on this, because I think that I'm by no means insinuating that you guys, but some of the larger personalities and whatnot are kind of trying to swoop in on some of the popularity of Kickstarter, and it overshadows and takes some dollars away from companies that might not have all those inroads, like a Privateer Press and other companies in that same cap.
Sure. I mean, honestly, I don't worry too much about it, because I think, as bigger companies use it, it's just going to make crowdfunding more accessible or more known to more people. I think, I don't know if the average consumer in the U.S. is even really aware of Kickstarter yet. I think they're just starting to notice it now. And the bigger these projects get, the more people are going to come to the platform and understand that, it's not just these big players that they can help out, that they can look at other projects and, maybe explore new things and creative endeavors that they might never have heard about had they not been brought to the platform. And I hope, one of the secondary effects of War Machine Tactics on Kickstarter is that we're going to introduce crowdsourcing to a whole lot of people.
Oh, hopefully so. And hopefully, those are my concerns. I'm a business person, by day. I'm a geek, man of the people by night, So, anyway, my original point was that having you, this being funded or I'm sorry, this being created by someone who also actively backs projects is really great to see. Because you see so many of these pop up, and they have zero back projects.
Sure, I think almost everybody who's involved in this project has done some crowdfunding themselves, and backed some people's projects, and we've really tried to understand what it's about and provide a campaign and a product and a game that everybody's going to want to help make happen.
I mean, that's awesome. I mean, what goes around definitely comes around, and you guys seem like you're definitely benefiting from your quality product, goodwill to the community. I mean, there's a lot going on, and it seems it's going to be real fun to watch.
Yeah, I think we're having a lot of fun already. Our community, we get the best community in wargaming, no question.
There you go. Before, I know you don't have a whole lot of much more time. Is there anything you'd like to talk about before we wrap this up?
I just want to say that, again, if you have supported War Machine Tactics, and whether it's your first time on Kickstarter or your 14th, thank you so much for your support. Obviously, we couldn't do this without you, but everyone at Privateer Press is just blown away by the goodwill and support and enthusiasm of our audience. So thank you, all of you guys.
Well, Simon, thanks a lot for spending some time with me tonight. I look forward to having you on again soon. I'm it's now Eastern time. I'm almost 2 hours before midnight. I'm going to stay up as long as I can to watch this tally for you guys, and rooting and wishing nothing but the best.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Paul. We'll talk to you soon, I hope.
All right, man. Have a good night.
You too. Take care.